Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two. Man, this is going to be a real treat, folks. He is a Montana legend, if you will. I think that's probably an appropriate thing to say. He's an award-winning novelist, journalist. He's published seven novels, seven nonfiction books, and over 2,000 articles. He is a pastor. He is a very devout Christian. He is a Christian fiction writer. And we're going to get into talking about the supernatural and supernatural experiences and spiritual warfare. These are things, folks, that are, man, I'm telling you, so near and dear to my heart, you just can't even imagine. So we'll talk about these things with John Moore coming up, bottom of hour number two, to close out our programming for the week. Top of the next hour, Al Rasuli is with us. We're going to get into civilization jihad. Really, you need to understand it. Civilization jihad. We'll talk about that coming up. And let's see, bottom of the hour, Lathan Watts is with me. Have you seen this? The Biden White House is saying, if you're in the military and you won't take the poke, you're going to get dishonorably discharged. Can you even imagine? Can you even imagine? I guess issues of conscience, well... The guy in the White House has no conscience. China Joe! There he is. Poke him, China Joe. Poke him, China Joe. Remember that. Poke him, China Joe. And America's... I understand. Who was it who came? There was one of the heads of state. South Korea. They just brought over remains of some of our missing in action from the Korean War. Man, my dad was in that conflict. Great, great respect for the South Koreans for doing that. But the South Korean head of state came all the way over here to deliver it, which I think is a great sign of respect. But I have to think to myself also, did he come? Sorry. Did he come over here to see for himself? Like they're hearing the news, and they watch this guy on TV, I'm sure, and they get communications, and they watch him speak, and they probably sit over there and they think to themselves, America must be practicing some kind of misinformation. Surely this individual can't be that, I don't know, stupid, senile, you know, and so he probably came over here to see for himself just in, and now he's going to go back home and he's going to say, my God, we are in trouble. The Americans have selected an absolute senile, tyrannical nutcase. Don Jans is my guest. Don, your thoughts on our senile, tyrannical nutcase that's sitting over in the White House? I don't know, man. I mean, I got to believe, you know, and yeah. Hmm. Anyway, your thoughts.
What would you think? What would you think? If your chief or Putin or whomever, and you watched him, what would you think? I mean, they're human beings. Remember, no matter what your title is, you're still a human being. You still look and you react to other people. That's what we do. And I'm looking at him. If I see something like that on a stage, I leave the room.
Yeah.
I don't take him seriously.
Yeah.
What do you think Boris Johnson thinks now?
Well, this is the thing I'm wondering about this new, you know, AUKUS, whatever this thing is, right? That they've agreed to, that this is going to be the thing that's going to push back against, you know, China. But I was watching a video last night of, I think her name is Liz Haley. Anyway, I mean, you listening to the people that she had and talking around the table over there. I mean, look, folks, the Australians have done a complete lockdown. You can't even leave your house. Okay? You can't leave your house. Unless it's under very specific certain circumstances. And if you do, they arrest you. And now we're going to join with them to come against. I mean, I know there have been some people that have said, well, you know, the Australians at least are standing up and they're talking tough. But you know, remember that in the lead up to World War II, there were several that were, you know, talk tough. The French were talking tough, right? You know.
French boys talked up.
Yeah. Well, but then when Hitler hit them with the Blitzkrieg, they just rolled right over. Okay.
As quickly as you could.
Yeah. So I guess my point is that, you know, I'm looking at this and saying, is all this bluster to kind of try to poke them? I mean, look, nobody is slowing China down.
No.
And they have been building for this for a long time. And America, on the other hand, under Trump, China knew that Trump had to go. That's why they helped, I think, in this election of 2020. They were a part of what happened and why Trump is no longer president, because Trump was building our military back up and we were reestablishing ourselves as the superpower. And here you have dingbat, Pokem China Joe, Pokem China Joe, destroying our military, destroying it intentionally.
Well, but he continued to a large extent what Obama had begun. Obama started to destroy the military, and he got rid of any generals or any officers that were not collectivists. Yeah. He got out of, you know, discharged them from the service.
Well, and so, yeah, and now they want to discharge anybody who won't take the poke.
Correct.
And correct. He
wanted Miley's and he wanted Austin. And that's what we have now. We don't have any MacArthur's. We don't have any Patton. We don't even have any Eisenhower's. We have a bunch of Miley's and Austin's. And so our military has been destroyed. And it's not just that he allowed all of the equipment to go bad and not replaced any of the airplanes, but he also changed the whole thought process, where now our military is no longer there to defend our borders. Our military there is now to be a social construct and change society through social means and accept people who want to be transsexuals and so forth. So that's all changed. Your question earlier had been, well, what do we do? We're in this spot, and we can sit here and we can complain. And there's lots of things about which we can complain. We are in a coup. In fact, the coup is probably already completed. I don't know that we ever really know the exact moment a coup is completed, but we probably were at 2020 when the election and the Republican leadership, which are nothing but rhinos, McCarthy and McConnell, have to go. That's the very first thing the Republican Party has to do, the conservatives. They must get rid of all of the rhinos. You can't have rhinos in leadership, because rhinos are nothing but useful idiots to the movement. That's all they are. McConnell said, oh, no, we can't go back. We can't look at this election, even though there was more evidence to prove that the election was stolen, perhaps, than there was evidence to prove that O.J. Simpson was guilty. And O.J. Simpson literally signed the wall and said O.J. did this. The Democrats literally said, in your face, we will steal this election. And they did. And when we don't do anything about it, we talk about 2022. 2022 is certainly suspect, because why wouldn't you? Nothing happened. If there's no consequences, why aren't we going to do the same thing? And this is where I say we have to begin. If we're going to take back our country, we must begin with ourselves. We must clean out our own house. Paul said to the Church of Corinthians, you've got to get rid of all of this dirty laundry within yourselves before you can build your church. We've got to get rid of this dirty laundry, the conservatives, within ourselves. These people who try to act like they're conservatives, and they're nothing but useful idiots for the movement. So if we start to clean house, and then we recognize what's happening, never forget. And if you go back and if you read how Hitler took over Germany, indoctrination, strong propaganda, absolute, incredibly good propaganda, and controlled the press very early, and they told lie after lie after lie after lie, just like we're told. Now Politico admits that, yes, the Hunter Biden laptop was real. But you go back a year, and no, that's a Russian hoax. And so they use indoctrination, propaganda, and then they intimidate. And if you do not think that cancel culture is not a form of intimidation, then you don't understand what intimidation is. We have to understand what they're doing and how they're doing it, and get rid of those people like McConnell and McCarthy, who only talk a big game and there is absolutely no action. Unless we clean our own house, I don't see any chance that we're ever going to turn this around. That's my thought.
Well, I agree. We're going to be going into a break in just a minute, because when we come back, I'm going to give you one, two, three, four. I'm going to give you five things that you can do. Five things that I believe you should do. Make that six things that I believe that you must do in order to get prepared. Every individual. Person listening right now, five, make it six things, and I'll look for a seventh in the break, because I like seven. And one other thing I wanted to just throw out here too, this is just, and again, as we look at, what's taking place, the prosecutors regarding the January 6th situation that took place, okay, were told by a judge yesterday they must release to the public the videos and surveillance that they've been holding. Must release them. And the Biden White House is responding. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest is Don Jans. Be sure, by the way, and get over to CG Contributors. CG Contributors. No, that's not a website. The website's chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Get signed up for our emails, folks. Really, you need to get signed up for our emails. We've got great articles that go out every single day to keep you informed. We're picking stuff that the mainstream media is not going to pick up for you. And so encourage you to do that. Also want to remind you that Patriot Mobile has a solution for you when it comes to your cell phone. You no longer have to give money to the Verizons and the AT&Ts of the world. There is a true Christian conservative mobile phone company, Patriot Mobile. And you can check them out today. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT is the number to call. 972-PATRIOT. Use the code CHOSEN and get a free activation. Chosen for a free activation. Okay, I told you, John, I told you guys seven things that you should be doing. And I'm right off the top, the first thing is spiritual warfare. Prayer and spiritual warfare. I'm telling you, this is a battle against evil, and we as believers have got to start taking our authority in Christ. We are crucified with Christ, nevertheless we live, yet not us, but Christ lives in us. The life we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God. Jesus Christ moved mountains, and he said, you can move mountains too. This is a mountain that needs to be moved. We need to call forth the seed that has gone into America's ground since its founding, because God's word will not return void. That's number one. Number two, civil disobedience. Civil disobedience. Bottom line is, don't do the things that you know by conscience are wrong. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for children and mask mandates at schools. Stand up against CRT. Stand up against mandatory pokes, okay? Stand up for your religious rights. Lawsuits. There are a number of lawsuits happening all over the country right now. There are attorneys all over the country. If you'd like to find out more about that, message me. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We'll get you connected with an attorney. Self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency. You need to start being prepared for water, power, food, basic necessities, and not needing them to provide them for you. Get yourself prepared. Number five, be armed. You need to use your Second Amendment. You need to be prepared. The Second Amendment is there to stop a tyrannical government. I am not advocating that we become the offensive. I'm not saying gather together and go storm somewhere. I'm saying be ready that when your castle, your home, is attempted to be invaded, you're prepared. And then local elections. We got to start with local elections, Don. We got to start taking back our cities, our counties, and our states. We can't win this at the federal level right now, but we can win this at the local level. Stop letting liberal idiots be in office in your city, in your county, and in your state. Run them out. Elect them out. Push them out. Run another candidate. Run yourself. All right. That's my list, Don. Did I miss one?
Yep.
Tell me.
We must be setting brush fires of freedom within to our friends, our families, and our acquaintances. Doesn't mean changing people's minds or arguing with them. It means asking appropriate questions. So they
education.
Start to think so they can change their own mind.
Education. Education.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.